This morning we are going to read from the last book of the New Testament, Apostle John's Revelation, chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. I read from NASB, New American Standard Bible. Verse 4, "Then I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received a mark on their forehead and on their hand. And they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, will reign with him for 1,000 years. Through whole book of Revelation, it is not consecutive chronological revelation. It consists of at least 7 different aspects of cycles of God's judgment upon the evil. So in chapter 20, we come to the last, the 7th cycle of God's judgment. It includes, as we just read in verse 4, the 1,000 years reign of the saints. The duration of 1,000 years must be interpreted in spiritual way, not literal way, because the rest of about spiritual realm in heavenly place. So the number 1,000 years means complete number set by Almighty Sovereign God, His plan through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that started this 1,000 years of reign, is all thought out and pre-planned by Sovereign God. So spiritually, 1,000 years is complete sovereignty of God, and it has a parallel in heaven and on earth. On earth, we have that church militant who believes death, substitutionary death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It beget New Testament church. So the 1,000 years complete human history started as a New Testament church history until the second coming of Jesus Christ. That whole span, that duration between first resurrection of Jesus and his second coming, the whole duration is spiritually understood as 1,000 years. Complete New Testament church history, planned, well executed by God Himself. Therefore, in heavenly place, those who departed from such duration, in general, they are called the saints. especially martyred saints and the rest of the saints, they will sit on the thrones. And the judgment was given to them because they are triumphant church and its members. Here, Apostle John saw that vision took place in heaven while the church militant was struggling, being persecuted, and yet living steadfastly to their faith in Jesus Christ. In heavenly place, those already departed souls of the saints, especially souls of those who have been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God, that's one group of the souls. The second group, those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, those who had not received the mark on their forehead and on their hand. Those two groups of saints, they sat on the thrones. What kind of thrones? The thrones co-reigned with the Father and with Jesus Christ. That was promised in the letters to those seven churches who represent not only physical, locational seven churches in Asia Minor, nowadays in country of Turkey, but also those seven churches represent whole New Testament church triumphant, militant. Out of those seven representing churches, churches to Thyatira and churches to Laodicea, Jesus gave this promise. Verse 25, chapter 2. Only hold fast what you have until I come, second coming. The one who conquers, the one who keeps my works until the end, until my second coming, to him I, Jesus, will give authority over the nations, and he will rule, reign them. Who are them? Those persecuting earthly emperors, evil government officials. The martyr will reign, rule, those who conquer with their faith over such persecuting authorities with a rod of iron, as when earthen pots are broken in pieces, even as I myself have received authority from my Father. That authority was given to those who sit on the thrones. All our beloved Christian friend, saint, who departed to heaven, they are now joining with God and with Jesus Christ to reign all universe, including their persecuting former persecutors, authorities, Roman emperors, Communist Party leaders, and the cruel police forces, law enforcement, army soldiers throughout 2,000 years of New Testament church history, suffering Christians, martyrs, and ordinary Christians who departed from this world. They share as a co-heir of God the Father with Jesus Christ the sovereign power to rule, to reign over universe, including their once persecuting authorities. to Laodicea church, Jesus made another promise, chapter 3, verse 21. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne. That throne is what John he saw, verse 4. I saw thrones, they sat on them. Two kinds of saints. One group is martyr. The other group is ordinary saints. Both are all departed from this world. They, martyrs, beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus, because of the word of God. And the other group, ordinary saints departed from earth, those who had not worshipped the beast of his image, who had not received the mark on their forehead and on their hand. All those two groups of saints came to life, reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Now here we have the duration of 1,000 years is from the moment Jesus died, resurrected, to until his second coming. In heavenly place, those saints, the moment they departed from this bodily world, they joined with Jesus, sitting on those thrones, reigning, ruling all universe with Jesus and God the Father. What a wonderful, comforting hope of the past 2,000 years. This visionary scene gave to those persecuted, suffered saints of God. No wonder, in the middle of his severest hardships, Apostle John, as a departing last will, as a last testimony of his faith to Jesus, gave this word to Timothy, 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. Indeed, all, not just me, Timothy, not just my companion missionary group, including you and all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, will be persecuted. Friends, persecution is our God-apportioned, granted fate. We must accept it as our normal daily Christian life. We are being persecuted. Even this free country in the United States of America, true churches, true children of God, the saints, church militant, we suffer subtle, brazen persecutions from our friends, communities, from our state, from our federal government, even including Supreme Court members, we suffer subtle, bold, direct, indirect persecutions. Especially those who want to raise their children in the way they should go. Christian education is greatly restrained, persecuted by those same groups I mentioned. See? Not only those two church in Thyatira, but also we are commanded and given promise by Jesus. Hold fast what you have until I come. The one who conquers, the one who keeps my works until the end, to him, to us, Jesus will give authority of the nations. And we will rule those persecuting authorities with rod of iron. With such sure hope, we must never give up. We must never despair. Though they persecute us, we'll eventually be given heavenly authority, sovereign power, to rule them, so that they may become like broken earthen vessels in pieces. That will be the last destiny for them. And chapter 20 tells us that sin, the last seventh cycle of God's judgment upon Satan, the source of all those evil powers over us. And Satan is hampered, restrained his power until just before his release from that abyss, short period of time before Jesus' second coming. That 1,000 duration we are living while we are alive on earth, our beloved departed friends, the saints, are ruling until Jesus' second coming, while Satan is greatly hampered, restrained by our conqueror, triumphant Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what explained verses 1 through 3. Now verse 4, in heavenly place, real life started, reigning, ruling life for those martyrs and ordinary Christian saints, both departed from earthly life. Those who lived Christian life, those who kept their faith until death. And that spiritual life is explained here. First resurrection. That's what we understand, the spiritual meaning of first resurrection. Verse 5. This is the first resurrection. Who came to life and who sat on the thrones, who rule, reign with God over universe for 1,000 years. That's what Apostle John he saw. We are part of that because this is life of victorious saints. But to the eyes of a human persecutors, what happens when those saints, including us Christians, are viciously put to death for those martyrs or viciously accused and then robbed of lots of our privileges? It appears to the persecuting governments, officials, martyrs, and we have been decisively defeated. The persecuting authorities are very much alive, as powerful as ever, while we Christians, those deceased martyrs, have been simply wiped out. In the United States, the Orthodox deformed Christianity appears to be hopelessly weak. Minority of minorities group now. Does God not care? Is God really in control? Can anything undo such defeat we experience? Here, today's text, chapter 20, verses 4 through 6, answers that heavenly realities must be included. Otherwise, human history is not complete. when we see these heavenly realities. It turns out it is impossible for those worldly authorities to defeat those martyrs, Christians, us. Even when demonic forces are ravaging the church, true children of God, they are only establishing we Christians in positions of real and permanent power in heaven. What an assuring vision Apostle John he saw and conveyed such victorious hope to us in visible manner. Satan is already bound, verses 1 through 7, we know. Jesus' death completely wrap Satan of his power to deceive the nations. It stopped. His deceiving power stopped. Only now he does. His agent, the beast from the sea, the beast from the land, the false prophet, only he utilized those agents while he himself was locked up in bottomless pit by the power of Jesus. But we know through this last seventh cycle of judgment, his powerful agent, false prophet, is already locked up. And the beast from the sea, beast from the land, his image was speaking blasphemy, making such, excuse me, great miracles to deceive the majority of human race. All they are finally defeated. That's what we see in the end of thousand years reign. But today's text gives us true reality, what we'll go through in heavenly realities. And you and I, we will join them sooner or later if the Lord Jesus does not come in our lifetime. And verse 6 said, "Bless the holy is the one who has a part in first resurrection." That's what we have, that spiritual life. First resurrection is spiritual life of those deceased saints. For the time being, between his, her death till Jesus' second coming. That whole duration is first resurrection. We will experience, and those who experience already, over these, the second death, hellish damnation, final condemnation in lake of fire and brimstone. That is the second, final, irreversible damnation. Has no power. They and we will be priests of God, of Christ, and we will reign with him for 1,000 years. Lord Jesus, give us strength so that we may never give up. We never despair. We never lose our sight of this heavenly vision that is currently pretty much active in heavenly places where departed saints, including those martyrs, are exercising divine authority over universe, including this earth. With such vivid, assured hope, let us move on, press on. As Mr. Fearing from John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress once he said, we will not go back. The way is often hard, lonely. Discouragement and temptation are very real foes, but whatever the trial, we will not go back. We will press on steadfastly. We will press on faithfully to the end. Friends, that is the nature of true children of God. May God continue to be with us, so that we may hear from the Lord, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in a few things. Have you rule over many? Amen, Lord Jesus. Come quickly.